This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Thanks for staying with me to the real side. I'm Eric Halby. I'm your guest host, filling in for Joe Messina. He's out protecting us from the other side, from the bad guys. It's going to take a lot, folks. You need to join the army. You need to join the team. Stand up for what's right. Make sure you stay involved with the conversation. Give us a call at 855-732-5563. We're live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's even a chat room. Hang out with your chat room friends. Want to hear what you have to say. I see it. We see everything. We talk about everything that you have to say. In fact, probably put some of it here on the air this hour as we have a conversation about Brett Kavanaugh. Right, who is Brett Kavanaugh? And why is the left so incensed? Why did they hire these people? You understand these people are being paid to be inside of the Senate hearing room. They might say, Eric, that's pretty strong. Why don't they just have convictions? Should have convictions. Yeah, I'm sure they have convictions, but they also have mortgages. Very few of them look like they've missed a meal lately, so they're eating. Right? They've groomed. None of them look like they're getting clothes from your local shelter. So somebody's paying them. You think they all put in their vacation time? I doubt it. Every once in a while, these Antifa people get arrested, and you find out they're university professors. They're middle or upper middle class children, single kids often, with privilege. White privilege from Massachusetts. Why are you making it so difficult? These are just young people trying to make a way for themselves. Listen, do you understand Antifa is a communist organization? Believing in socialist ideals. And they use fascist techniques. And that's great. They're everything. If you disagree with me, I destroy your property. And they're going to do it under the guise of hate. It's almost like somebody punching you in the arm and saying, stop hitting me. I said, stop hitting me. And they punch you in the arm again. You're like, listen, I'm going to defend myself. And the moment you do, they say, aha. I know I've only hit you three times, but you can't hit me. That's not fair. I love that. What's the left not telling you about Brett Kavanaugh? Hey, how about this? Townhall.com has a great article on this. I've watched most of yesterday, about half of today. The hearings, listening to his, I don't know, maybe he'll get through. I think he will. He's got a good shot at it anyway. Seems really darn sharp. I don't know what these guys were doing. They're about my age. So I guess when I was playing with Lincoln Logs, they were studying the law because these guys seem super smart. How about this? The majority of his law clerks have been women. Interesting. Now, just so you understand, a law clerk isn't like a secretary that, you know, fetches me water. Hey, can you get me some coffee and take my cleaning? And by the way, it's my wife's birthday. Can you get something for me? Pretty? Get some flowers. No. That's not what a law clerk is. A law clerk is the top, probably 0.1%. If you clerk for Supreme Court Justice, the top 0.1%, these folks are pretty darn sharp. They research, they have a depth of knowledge, they're all attorneys, usually significantly well-educated attorneys. So he didn't just do it to check a box. Listen, I was part of a city job. I had a city job with the Los Angeles Police Department. My job was to represent the people, right? I'm sitting in my class, and I got one of the lowest scores to get in for a male white because they actually had affirmative action. They had females could get a certain score, female whites, female blacks. Male whites, male blacks, male Hispanics, male Asians. Talk about racist. Talk about having Martin Luther King roll over in his grave. All of a sudden, everybody is their own little... what about the content of their character? I thought that was supposed to matter. All of a sudden, we're judging people by the outside of their skin and what bathroom they use. Right? I thought that's not supposed to be the case. I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. Affirmative action has now been outlawed. Cal State University, University of California, they're not supposed to use it for criteria. Right? They're not supposed to have you check the box. I always check American. Other. What race are you? I said, other American. You know that they can... Listen, my dad will tell you. My dad is an immigrant, legal immigrant. Came to this country from the Middle East. He will tell you he's an American of Lebanese descent. He's not a Lebanese American. He said, if I wanted to be Lebanese, I'd go back to Lebanon. I'm an American of Lebanese descent. Very proud of where I come from. Very honored. By the way, the food's amazing. I don't know if you know that. My uncle owns a Lebanese restaurant in the L.A. area. If you ever need to, you got to go to a place. Good place. Good food. But he'll tell you the reason he came to this country is because one day he wanted his kids to have a chance. So he's very proud of being American. Speaks English fluently, of course, a couple other languages actually while he's at it. So why the left has to put everybody in these little corners, these little boxes, I think it's easier to control. Think of like animals in a pen, right? If you have animals in a corner in a pen, then it's easier to control. You keep telling them, everybody hates you. Everybody's picking on you. They don't like you because of who you are. You're like, really? Okay, I guess let's go get them. Right? There's sororities that are racially separated. Fraternities. There's student housing. Graduations at Harvard. Hello? When did the crazies start running the insane asylum? I have no idea what happened. But for those of you keeping account, take a look at Brett Kavanaugh's record. We're going to get into it. What is the left trying to hide? Why did they want him in there? What are they afraid of? Because that's the question to ask when we come back. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Sarah Fallaby. We're live on Facebook, GCN Live. That's where we are, therealside.com. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
Different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, those are my moves, and don't call me cheap. Welcome to the show with... That's the real side. With Joe Messina, I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. We're live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com. Join the chat room. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 855-732-5563. Follow us on Twitter as well, as we're talking about, listen, your family's future with the Supreme Court nominees. Listen, from my lips to God's ears, I think President Trump will nominate and have four Supreme Court justices during his term. Four. We'll be done with two here coming up. And I think there will be two more. And I think one of them, look, this stuff is saved forever on these little dots, zeros, and ones. So this is my prediction. I think one of those will be a liberal that will leave. And he'll turn the court to a wonderful majority of 6-3. That would be nice. 7-2. I'll take that. I'll take that. That's possible. It's possible when Mike Pence is now the president in seven more years. All right, then Mr. Pence will go for 8. All right, so I think we might be able to get an 8-1 with Sotomayor hanging on, being the last holdout. So the Obama legacy can be wiped away. What a disgrace. I mean, literally, just look at it empirically, right, with just numbers. You never saw somebody mess up so bad. They're trying to make it so that Donald Trump looks like he's messing up. Look, if it were me, I don't want him tweeting as much about the stuff that he tweets about. Yes. Yeah, that is stupid. Yep, I don't like that. Yep. And he's still a better president than Hillary Clinton ever would be. Thank you for playing. It's not like we had a choice that I could have nominated my dad. I think my dad would have been a better president than anybody. But he wasn't running. So second place is Donald Trump. He's the next. So you're stuck. Here's what the left doesn't want you to know about Brett Kavanaugh. They're afraid. I think they're afraid of a couple of things. Town Hall has a great article on it. When I told you all of his clerks have been women, or sorry, majority of his clerks have been women, 52% of the clerks that Judge Kavanaugh has hired have been women. 52. Okay, that's not huge. But hey, did you know 27% of them were minorities? 5 of them were African American, 6 Asians, and 2 Latino. Oh, that racist guy. These must have been, people that are sellouts to their race to work for such a conservative justice. Isn't it nice to have different ideas around? They don't want you to know that his mom was a teacher during the civil rights movement. In a minority school, teaching minority children. So what this man saw was normal, was a woman giving service and helpfulness to a community during a very tough time. And, by the way, in an area that was a bit racially polarized, not like the suburbs of whatever city or county that you've come from. It was pretty significant to be raised like that. Look, part of what the concerns are, these staged and fake conversations about Judge Kavanaugh, it's simple. It really is simple. They're afraid to see what he would do to the normalcy of the Constitution. In other words, he's not a Constitution hater. He's not a Bill of Rights hater. You know, they praise Merrick Garland. Remember that guy? President Obama nominated. He was never given a hearing. He probably should have been given a hearing. It doesn't matter. Joe Biden was the one who set it up. Right? When President Bush was running was the election was coming up and there was a vacancy, he said, oh, listen, it would be unheard of, untoward, whatever words he used, that the sitting president with an election coming up that's so diverse and polarizing and divisive, and it's coming up right around the corner, the president should not bring any nominee to the Senate. That's what Senator Joe Biden said. Oh, and the shoe's on the other foot. Oh, we just think it's a travesty of justice. What hypocrisy, right? Isn't there any intellectual honesty left in D.C.? I don't think so. Maybe there never was. It's incredible to think when Harry Reid used what's called the nuclear option on his federal judge and pushed through hundreds, if not thousands, of federal judges from Obama appointees and got rid of the 60 votes. All right. What is it? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Surprise, they lose the Senate. And a conservative Republican becomes president and starts to appoint conservative Republican judges. I don't see the big surprise in that. Who was it? President Obama with his staunch face and his inability to see you as an equal because he was the Harvard Law professor. And he would look down on you and say, son, America, in America, elections have consequences. Okay. All you have to do is repeat back what they said. Harry Reid used the nuclear option, 51 senators. Mark my word, by the way, we're going to pick up 2. The conservatives will pick up two. You'll have 53-47. Maybe 54. But at least 53 senators in the Republican category. And I believe the House will still stay in the Republican hands. They're going to lose a few seats. There's some turmoil. Remember, House elections are local. It's what's happening around the corner. But what are they afraid of with Brett Kavanaugh? Do you understand that Merrick Garland and Brett Kavanaugh agree? Not just on a few things, by the way. Let's make something really clear here. Ted Cruz made it pretty clear. He said the two voted together on the same side of the issue. I don't know what is the right word. They almost raised this man to sainthood, Merrick Garland, 93% of the time. And Garland joined about 96% of the time when Kavanaugh wrote and published. Merrick Garland joined him 96% of the time. So Kavanaugh joined Garland, 93, and the other way around, 96. Just understand something very clearly here, guys. About 95% of the time they agreed. I'm okay with you using that number. Senate Republicans infamously declined to consider, infamously, they declined to consider Garland's recommendation. I think that was a mistake. They should have put it up, voted it down. But why are they so afraid of Kavanaugh? When we come back, this is going to haunt you. And it's going to give you ammunition tomorrow to talk to your friends and family. Because things are missing. And here's why. When we come back, I'm going to tell you. Join me, 855-732-5563. And we're live on Facebook. And at our website, therealsite.com. I'm Eric Halvey, filling in for the famous Joe Messina. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is quick to condemn a New York Times opinion piece by an anonymous administration official who offers a scathing indictment of the president's character and performance in office.
In what I call the failing New York Times, that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with. And, you know, the dishonest media, because you people deal with it as well as I do. But it's really a disgrace.
The president was clearly upset by the op-ed.
Can you believe it? Anonymous. Meaning gutless. A gutless editorial.
The author is said to be a senior official in the Trump administration and claims to be part of a quiet resistance that pushes back against parts of the president's agenda. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, "This coward should do the right thing and resign." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How'd you like my impression of Sean Connery? Okay, that wasn't mine. Yeah, you know, listen, I think we should all live up to someday want to be like Chicago, right? The corrupt piece of work. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's what they don't want you to know, folks. Thanks for staying with me on The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Hallaby. I'm your guest host for the Get With Talk with Retainers In. We're live on Facebook, and that's your website, therealside.com. Guys, this is a chat room. It's your place to talk. We want to hear from you. We want to see what you have to say. Give me a call if you want to be on the air, 855-732-5563. Do you have the courage? Do you have what it takes? Maybe. Hey, here's what they're trying to hide. Ready for this? I watched the hearings, and for some reason, this just wasn't on the hearings. Take a look at your famous CNN, MSNBC. See if they're even talking about this. Because, you know, ABC, they should be covering this. I'm thinking George Stephanopoulos would want you to know that he's backed by former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, a black female. Because his intellect is unquestioned. His judgment is highly regarded. And I can personally attest to his character and integrity as a colleague. That's what Condoleezza Rice testified Tuesday as a character witness for Brett Kavanaugh. Here's what she wrote. It's pretty interesting. Here's the Brett Kavanaugh that I know. He is hardworking. He has a sense of humor. He seeks truth in facts. Now, this is important because the American Bar Association, that bastion of conservatism, wrong answer, a very liberal organization, right, any organization that wants your money and that needs to survive off of surviving, right, like public unions, it's like they receive money for voting, to receive money, to give you money so that you can vote, to give them money so they can receive money, to give you money. I don't understand that, but who knows. But this American Bar Association, that bastion of conservatism, all they want is more, more, more. They actually rated him the highest ranking you could possibly get. The American Bar Association Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary, they actually rate, it's a non-binding, it's just a thing that they do, they rate the federal judiciary on appeals courts and Supreme Court justices. On Friday, they gave its highest rating of well-qualified to Kavanaugh. A 53-year-old judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Since he was nominated on July 9th to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy. Believe it or not, Kavanaugh was a former clerk to Anthony Kennedy. Now, that's interesting, right? We want somebody who's going to be very similar to Kennedy, who sometimes sides with the left, the swing vote, they call him. Sometimes sides with the right. Well, here's a guy who actually worked for him. He was a clerk, a law clerk. The American Bar Association Standing Committee evaluates nominees based on professional competence, integrity, and judicial temperament. Here's what they're worried about. You see, the left's weapon has always been the judiciary. It's the old, if you can't beat them with ideas, sue them. If you can't beat them at the ballot box, sue them. If you can't convince with ideas, if you lose Debate Club 101, you know that high school class you're supposed to take? If you lose it, start calling them a name, like racism, Nazi, fascist, and then you sue them. Well, when they lose, the justices that are in their back pocket. Listen, there's a lot of poison. A lot of federal appointees were done by President Obama's 8 years. Folks, that's going to take a while to undo. We're going to need 16 years. That's all I ask. 16 years. That would give us 8 with President Trump, 8 with President Pence. And I think that can start to right the ship. Not completely, but it can start. The state of California is probably a lost cause. The Republicans in the state have basically given up. Now, my Republican friends that are in the state legislature are going to disagree. And they still have zero, almost zero power up there. They'll tell you they're going to make a difference, and certainly it's worth it to vote for them. I still do. But when 100% of the crazy laws that come out of the governor's mouth or the far-left Kevin DeLeon, who's the Speaker of the House, or Gavin Newsom, who's the presumptive next governor, when 100% of the state policymakers, decision-makers of any significance are controlled by one political party, I think the right is just going to let it implode. There are over $900 billion in state and local debt. $900 billion with the B. There are some countries that don't even spend that money in 5 years. Do you understand that? And we have that in credit card debt. So if the state of California is any kind of an example of the future of the Progressive Party, that's what they want to do to the country. So somebody like a 53-year-old brilliant, some would say, I don't know him, but some say, a brilliant legal mind like Judge Gorsuch, like Brett Kavanaugh, they're going to tell you, this guy stands in my way. His serious legal scholars on the left, including Obama appointee, Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. When Elena Kagan was dean of Harvard Law School, she was in search of a rising conservative legal stars. The traditional liberal campus, as the thinking went, could use a little ideological diversity. What? And they wanted a bit more robust debate, challenging. So among her hires as a visiting professor was a newly appointed federal appeals court justice from Washington, Brett Kavanaugh. So these same left-wing judges that supported one-way thinking, senators who supported one-way thinking, they actually thought Brett Kavanaugh was not a bad guy. Now, listen, I don't know. I'm a little concerned. If he agreed with Merrick Garland, Merrick Garland was a darling of President Obama. I don't know. Maybe if he agreed 95-ish percent of the time, maybe that 5% is the big difference. Maybe that's what everybody's fighting over is the 5%. I don't know. But the poor guy, he has young children. And to see those crazies, how embarrassing. How shameful it must be to see how you jump up and down and scream in a Senate hearing like that. And one day you're going to sit around smoking your marijuana in a legal park somewhere around a bonfire and say, I was so proud of that time I stood up for fascism. Really? I think you're going to be ashamed. I think you should be ashamed. Poor guy, his little kids were scared. They had to be ushered out of the courtroom. No shame. How about this? Law students love him. You know that? And you realize that all sorts of people, I had a friend whose daughter is a far lefty. I mean, far, far lefty. Every kind of cause under the sun, if it's a left-leaning cause, she supports him. Graduated from law school, passed the bar first time, brilliant young lady. And they love this guy because his thinking, his reasoning. You see, when you can't call somebody a name, and it doesn't stick, right? President Trump doesn't help himself in that world, by the way. Right? He kind of grew up in the rough and tumble. You call me a name, I call you two. You send one to the hospital, I send two to the morgue, right? That mindset. President Trump, he's not your punching bag. The other candidates and that's just their opinion. We'll let them say what they will. Right? They have some behind the scenes, they act one way. In front of each other, they act another way. I know somebody personally who was with President Clinton. I can tell you, he acted two ways. He was in front of you. If there was a camera on, he said one thing. Behind the scenes, where this friend of mine was, boy, did he act and say something different. No, not President Trump. From what I understand, people that know him say, well, he's the same as he is behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. There is no difference with him. That's a big deal, because you've got to understand, we knew that when we voted. Did you think you were voting for a priest? Right? Some guy who wasn't going to have his eye wander? Are you surprised? No, listen, just fix my country. I don't want to be your neighbor. I don't want to be your friend. Just fix my country. And he's doing a pretty good job so far. We're going to be back on The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have any questions, give us a call. If you have any comments, we're here for you. 855-732-5563. Get to the chat rooms. Get over to Twitter. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Palmy. Thanks for staying with us. We're live on Facebook and at the website. You see a lot of your comments. Keep them coming. Twitter, chat rooms, we want to see it. We want to hear it. You can give us a call at 855-732-5563. That's a Real Side. Joe Messina is out making humanity safe for us all. So he will be back tomorrow. All right, we're talking about the Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. It's funny, I've heard everything from criticism of his name. He doesn't sound like a Supreme Court Justice. He sounds like a surfer. Like, okay, yeah, Brett, I get it. I don't care. I just want smart minds, people smarter than me. Listen, who was it? Charlie Chaplin. I never want to be part of a club that would accept me. Because, I mean, yeah, you fill in the blank, right? He's somebody that I could not understand when he's talking about judicial law, right? The 15 minutes of law that we had to take to get through high school or college. He was the guy. Now, it's not just me talking about it. Here's what some of his former students had to say. This is kind of interesting. One student at Georgetown was so impressed that the 2007 evaluation of one of his students, I honestly believe I took a class that was instructed by a future Supreme Court justice. Huh. Okay, so these are students, said he was fair-minded, very thorough, well-versed in his subject. I don't have to agree with you. Do you understand? Your congressmen and women, they vote about 1,000 times a year. Do you really think you're supposed to agree with everything they say? I don't agree with our congressman 100% of the time, but I can tell you this. As long as it's 51% more than the other guy or gal that's running, you got my vote. Just the way it goes. What are they worried about, Brett Kavanaugh? Here they go. The left is incensed because he has been supported by his self-described liberal feminist law partner at a company, at a firm called Arnold and Porter. All right, here's simple enough. Lisa Blatt. Judge Kavanaugh is remarkably committed to promoting women in the legal profession. As his former law clerk to the committee, the legal profession is fair and more equal because of Judge Kavanaugh. Do you understand? What it does to the left is it undermines their victim mindset, that victimhood. The everybody is out to get me because I am white, black, tall, short, fat, skinny, male, female, Asians, Pacific Islander from the north of the south of the country of the west. And by the way, I'm Muslim. Right? Everybody is a victim because of who they are. And so do you realize that the left uses that as power? That's their currency. When their currency is making you feel less than, so therefore that is the reason you have not succeeded, as opposed to because you didn't get up off your fanny and go to work, or because sometimes just you don't succeed, right? I've worked really hard. I studied. I took a test. I passed. I went for an interview. I sat in a detective trainee interview. I had tutors. I was mentored. I did everything I could. I was in my mid-20s. And I happened to know later that I finished first on the test in the interview. And they interviewed about 15 people. I was top of the list because of my merit, my history, my record as a law enforcement officer, as an undercover officer. I was top, number one. And I'm waiting for that call from the captain. And the call comes. And it said, we decided to make so-and-so. I go, so-and-so? So you're telling me I didn't get the job? Oh, yeah. Now, listen, I'm a naive 25-year-old. I grew up in a very diverse neighborhood. It didn't matter to me your color. We had everything from Jews to Christians to Catholics to single moms to you name it. We had everybody in the neighborhood, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, everybody. And he told me I didn't get the job, but a female black did. Now, I knew that if I finished first, she didn't because it wasn't a tie. And I said, okay, well, where did she fit? Where did Robin fit? Oh, well, she fit. She was number four, but she was the first minority, and they needed to check two boxes, female and black. Now, did you see me out there with the sign? How about stomping my foot? Was I angry? And I know, when they did the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance, I just sat down. Oh, no, it was white privilege, even though my dad's, you know, from the Middle East and an immigrant. But somehow we got white privilege because those Turks and the Ottomans, boy, they were kind of Caucasianish looking. Or did I say, well, sometimes life stinks. Sometimes you get the short end of the stick. And I didn't stop. 10 more interviews, I got hired, done. The rest is history. Very glad for that experience because it taught me life is not fair and it is not supposed to be fair. You have a choice. You want to fight for equality or you want to fight for freedom? And I don't mean racial equality. I'm talking financial equality, opportunity equality. There is no such thing. If you want freedom, sometimes you're going to get hosed. It's a technical term. If you want financial freedom, if you want the opportunity to succeed, that comes with the opportunity to fail. You see, today we have a system. And the system says knowledge is everywhere. You see, rich people make the rules. I don't know if you're aware about that. If you're aware of that. Flash, news flash. Rich people make the rules. Huh, They always have. Attila the Hun made the rules to benefit his friends and family. Fidel Castro, Napoleon, Cleopatra, they all made the rules to benefit their friends, their family, themselves. The United States is no different except one little clause, and it says the rules apply to everyone. Now, they don't have to tell you what they are. That's why legal immigrants came to this country, slept in the back of grocery stores, worked hard in liquor stores and mechanic shops and nail salons and donut shops. They worked 10, 12-hour days. No such thing as a weekend off. Holiday, no such thing. 5 years later, they're the manager. 10 years later, they're the owner. 20 years later, they're the multimillionaire. Oh, they're so lucky. Nope, they understood that the United States is a very special place. It's as equal as it can probably get. And the opportunity is all they wanted. You see, you guys think that the opportunity equals a guarantee. And that is not the way it is. When you do that, you diminish the value of the prize, which is success. When you take somebody like Brett Kavanaugh and you hold it against him because he's white, or you say he doesn't understand because he's a male, how could he understand female issues? A man who's married with a mom and two kids, I think both girls. Right? And you say, oh, you don't understand me. Well, who's ever going to understand you? Nobody is exactly like you. You get to decide what you're going to fight for. Financial freedom, financial opportunity. Or do you want some sort of guarantee? Because if you're going to get a guarantee, then the doctor and the janitor are going to make the same, regardless if they save somebody's life or sweep up after them. Same thing. What's the difference? Why today are taxi drivers in Havana, Cuba, taxi drivers, are former college professors and attorneys? Because to them, the little peak of capitalism that has happened to the island has changed the opportunity. There is no longer opportunity in being a professor. There just isn't any, actually. But there is in driving around Western tourists, because they can get a tip, they can make extra money, they can learn the language better. So you have taxi drivers being former professors, attorneys, because they have an understanding that all they wanted was to own a piece of something. They just wanted a chance. You see, when you take that away from the human being, when you remove that and you give it to legislators, the village, it takes a village. No, it doesn't. Keep your village out of my house. I don't want your village touching my kids. It doesn't take a village. It takes a human being with integrity and character and hard work and ethics. And by the way, somebody who's fallible. I am going to make a ton of mistakes all before midnight. You're going to make a ton of mistakes too before the weekend. But you have grace. You have forgiveness. And you have the opportunity to try again tomorrow. Do your best every day and you just might succeed. Why are they trying? Why are they afraid of somebody like Brett Kavanaugh? Because he doesn't go around and make everybody a victim. His job is not to find another ism for you to fit in. I can't wait for the person to challenge Harvard Law School. What a wimpy institution to have a graduation for minorities. How disgusting it is to what we've done to this country. You need to stand up because nobody else is going to do it. Stay with us at the third hour is coming up of me, Arif Halaby, for your guest host, and for Joe Messina. The Real Side with Joe Messina. We'll stay with us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Come back. 855-732-5563. The Real Side with Joe Messina on GCN Live. I'm Arif Halaby.